You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1608, brought to you today by U.S. Rider. This time, we tackle the tricky topic of horse trailer tongue weight, what it is and why it is important for every sized horse trailer.
Even under the best circumstances, travel is stressful for horses. We've all been there, stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. You can make the journey knowing that U.S. Rider is there for you. Get peace of mind on the road with U.S. Rider's nationwide 24/7 roadside assistance coverage for both you and your horse. Join today at usrider.org.
And I am so pleased to welcome to Horse Tip Daily, Brad Heath from Double D Trailers, and they are located in Kinston, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's my pleasure.
This little conversation was prompted by a blog post that I found on Double D Trailers, and it's all about tongue weight, what it is and why it's important, and how people can get pretty darn confused pretty darn easily and potentially put themselves and their horses at great risk because they've got things overweighted, underweighted, and et cetera, et cetera. So let's start out this conversation with, what do you mean by hitch weight? What does that mean?
Sure. So the vertical tongue weight would be if you were to walk up to your horse trailer, Jennifer, and physically reach down to lift up on the tongue. That's what we're referring to as hitch weight or tongue weight. So how much vertical weight is exposed to the tow vehicle? That's what we're trying to calculate.
So that's how much weight is pushing down on the ball of your horse, of your hitch.
See, you articulate so much better than I do. Absolutely.
That's what that is. All right. Now, is tongue weight and hitch weight the same thing? Let's get that over with first.
I would agree with that, yes.
Okay. So they're both the same thing. So is there a standardized formula that your average consumer can use, or is there a place on a horse trailer where it is always printed that someone can find out what that is?
I'll address the second question first, and the answer would be no. There is not a place that I'm aware of on any horse trailer manufactured in the United States that lists the tongue weight. In fact, I don't know of a manufacturer that lists even the gross trailer weight or what the trailer weighs itself. Oftentimes, what you'll find listed on the decal or the manufacturer sticker on the trailer is the GVWR, which is simply the capabilities or the capacity of the tires and wheels and axles. So it's really difficult for a consumer or a user or a handler to figure out, one, what the thing weighs, and two, what the tongue weight is. So manufacturers don't provide that information, and between you and I, probably most don't even know what the information is.
So that leaves a big question mark as far as our horse trailer is concerned. Now, if we were to move forward to our tow vehicle, is there a way to know how much weight that vertical weight that your hitch and truck is allowed to carry? Is there some way to figure that part out? Because it's two. It's how much one weighs, but it's also how much the other can carry.
Yeah, so let's talk about the question one on the other one. Is there a formula for calculating the tongue weight? And we do have a tongue weight calculator on our website that some of the engineers have developed. It's not exact science, but it does seem to take in enough variables with the location of the axles. You do need to know the overall weight of the trailer. So that's one piece of the puzzle that's required, and the length. So you can plug in a few variables and the tongue weight calculator will give a really, really close estimate. It seems to be within about 5 or 10% accuracy. So that's one thing, a tool that we do offer. To answer your question about the tow vehicle, yeah. So most vehicle manufacturers, you know, they all brag about, you know, my Ford this, my Chevy this, my Dodge whatever tows X amount of weight. You know, fantastic. That's wonderful. What most of the manufacturers, vehicle manufacturers I'm referring to, what they don't list is the amount of vertical tongue weight or hitch weight that the tow vehicle is capable of carrying. So one of the ways that, or the easiest way that we have found to find that weight, we just look at the hitch. So the square receiver, that piece of tubing that's bolted to the frame of the tow vehicle, if you walk to the back of the truck or the SUV or whatever vehicle you're towing with and look at the hitch itself, there is normally a sticker or a plate decal right on the hitch. And what we have found, Jennifer, there are a few different numbers there. One will say overall hitch rating. That means how much weight the thing can carry. So if a trailer weighs 5,000 pounds and a hitch is capable of carrying 8,000 pounds, life is good. The second number that we'll see oftentimes on that hitch would be the tongue weight. And that's normally broken down into two variables. One would be without weight distribution, and the second being with weight distribution. So yeah, just look at the tow vehicle, the hitch, and what the capabilities of that hitch would be. Figure out the tongue weight of the trailer, the overall weight of the trailer, and, you know, just make sure that everything is safe and that you're not overloading. And of course, another factor that I don't even think we mentioned in our blog post that one of our users pointed out, they said, hey, don't forget about the hitch ball itself. Because
I was just going to mention that, because you can put a hitch ball that has a lower rating than the actual receiver. I found that out the hard way when I bought a new hitch. It's like, oops, wrong ball.
Yeah, so the load is only as strong as the weakest link. It's like anything else in life. If we have, a tire that's rated to haul 10,000 pounds and that tire is bolted to a wheel that's only capable of carrying 5,000 pounds and the wheel is bolted to an axle that's only capable of carrying 2,000 pounds, we really only have capabilities of 2,000
right,
pounds.
Yeah.
You have a 10,000 pound tire.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So let me take me through kind of a step-by-step. Your average user with a reasonably new horse trailer, let's say that's a horse trailer that's been manufactured in the past 10 years, and he's got a tow vehicle that is less than 5 years old. He wants to figure out these things. What is a step-by-step process to figure out what his tongue weight is? What's the first step he's going to do?
So we're under the assumption that you already own the trailer. Is that correct?
We're stuck with it, but then we're going, maybe I should look into this.
Yeah. So if you have a trailer, the easiest thing to do is to visit a local scale, a gas station that sells diesel fuel to 18-wheelers. Those guys generally have some sort of commercial scale out back.
Yep.
You can drive around. They'll charge $5 or $10. Tell the person inside the gas station, I want to weigh my trailer and I want to know the tongue weight. And they'll certainly help, get those dimensions for you. So that's one way of getting an accurate value of what the trailer weighs and an accurate, not an opinion, but an accurate value of exactly what the tongue weight is. And then another area that someone had pointed out in one of our blog posts, and I've never thought of this, they mentioned that like scrap metal yards, they're often weighing loads. So basically anywhere that would have the capabilities of weighing your trailer, it's a garbage dump, wherever, somewhere that has a commercial scale, that's what you want to get to.
One more question, because this is another thing that people deal with when it comes to tongue weight. Explain to me what weight distribution bars are.
Sure. So the weight distribution, when you roll the bumper pull trailer down onto the hitch of the truck or the tow vehicle, if it's an SUV, what happens, of course, is the back end of the vehicle goes down. The front tires or the front end of the trailer go, or the front tires, the front end of the vehicle begin to lift up. And as you're traveling, that load can be unstable. The front end of the vehicle is just not firmly planted on the highway. If you have to make a sudden swerve or a stop, the amount of control that you would have is just not as great. So what weight distribution does is exactly what it says. It distributes the weight from the back of the tow vehicle and helps move that weight farther forward. So we want to raise the back end of the vehicle up, get the front end and those front tires back down firmly on the pavement and really distribute the weight more evenly from front to rear on the tow vehicle versus, you know, just having everything sit down on the back. When it comes to equalizer or anti-sway, I think there's lots of different hitches and terms out there. But from what we've gathered and at least what I have found, Jennifer, the anti-sway equalizer systems really come into play. I don't think so much for a horse trailer, but more for RV slash camper, where you have an extremely tall, top-heavy load. It's very long. It's very sensitive to wind. If you're traveling down the interstate and crosswinds, you know, start trying to blow the load around. So that's where that we have seen the anti-sway and those equalizers really come into play more as a benefit, as opposed to on a horse trailer, which is generally a lower ride, lower center of gravity, you know, much shorter box length than what you would have with a travel.
Very interesting. One of the things I discovered again very recently is that I thought I needed a sway bar for my horse trailer because driving down the interstate, it tended to sway a little bit when tractor trailers went past. Mm-hmm. And when I quizzed persons who understand all of the physics and geometry behind these things, what I in fact needed was a rate distribution system because what the swaying was actually caused by the tow vehicle because the front end had gotten too light. Because the back end was too heavy, because I had too much weight on my hitch. And when I lifted that up and helped to redistribute the weight back towards those front tires where the manufacturer who built that truck intended it to be, the sway went away. It was not the horse trailer at all. So again, be very careful that you talk to somebody who understands specifically horse trailers, not just RVs, because the RV person said, oh, you need a sway bar. Well, he's used to dealing, like you said, with an RV, which is a very different piece of equipment than a horse trailer is.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that fascinating, great stuff. So more information, if anybody has more questions, I'm sure Brad would be just thrilled to talk to you. Where can folks find you, Brad?
So visit us online, our website, doubledtrailers.com. Of course, there's live chat available.
All right. So it's Double D Trailers, and they are located in Kinston, North Carolina, and they've got lots of fascinating and informative blog posts. You've got really interesting videos on there and, of course, really cool horse trailers. And thank you so much, Brad, for stopping by the show and helping us out. Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.